If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. If you are in Lincoln and looking forward to a concert tonight, I'm sure you'll be dancing all day long for KC and the Sunshine
KC
Band.
KC and the Sunshine
this
Band.
Evening
me and Jake Sorensen will be in attendance.
At Pinewood Bowl.
The bowl.
You'll be dancing all day long.
Yes, I agree with you.
I got a text from Bill yesterday, like at 11 a.m. It just was a... It was Boogie Shoes. He sent me the video for Boogie Shoes. He's pumped up. I said, you want me to record this? No. I'm just watching this right now.
Just listening
to it.
I want
you to enjoy this with me as well.
Is Ellie going?
Ellie's going. Derek will be in attendance like that. And then the guest appearance, they'll be there by Duke, will be there.
I got confirmation.
Duke and his wife, Julie, will be in attendance.
Wow.
Yes. They will be in attendance. So, yes, I'd like to hear from the Breakers, if that's possible, who will be...
Yeah, I'd like to know who is going with this.
Who will be in attendance at the Pinewood Bowl. I've heard it's quite... I've never been there. How about this? I've never been to Pinewood Bowl.
I can't wait for your response.
I've heard it's nothing,
Chris, a sweet place.
That's all I hear. I've not heard one person give me the, no, everything's been awesome.
No.
So I'm very pumped about that. Not really excited. Supposed to be heat index 115.
Ooh.
Heat index 115.
Going to wear short pants?
Yeah, the high is 95 today. That's rough.
You're going to
have to wear short pants.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Short pants.
Yeah, he will.
That's the UV index. Yeah, it's going to be very hot. 95 is the high today.
UV index.
That was the wrong one. But yeah, I don't care about UV for that. I care about the heat index. It's going to be 100 plus, as Bill said.
To wear shorts.
They sell beer, though. They sell beer and spirits and water.
Spirits.
They sell water
as well.
Please? They sell water.
My wife wants to do two spirits, two waters.
You said spirits.
I love that. No one says that, really. No one ever said that.
They don't.
Wine
I'd
and
like spirits.
I like spirits. We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit.
How about you?
Oh, what a great thing. Yeah. That's one of the things. If there's anything, I love spirit at whatever high school games. I love that. That's the one I really don't like.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of the back and forth. Because then someone does the... some response at the end where they shut the other team out or whatever. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so I'm not a big fan
Bill
of that.
Bill has no spirit for the cheer squad.
Do they still do that one?
That's the most common one there is, yes.
Is there?
That still goes back and forth across the field and across the court, except for the mayhem that broke out. And I think it was, some reason I think it was Lincoln Southeast, but I may be wrong. Maybe it was Southwest.
Yeah, be careful with this.
And East. They had the two student sections were side by side.
That's dangerous.
It did. No. The game got stopped. There was water bottles being thrown.
There's always the
water
bottle.
Why would you put them right by each other?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to be across the court. So anyway, that happened also.
There's always the water bottle thing.
Didn't have that. There's no such thing as a water bottle with me and Steve are growing up. There was no, guess you got your water at, Jake.
The water.
Out of a fountain.
The fountain.
Try that. Try.
You know, there were no water
bottles.
Yeah,
those do still exist, but people don't use them as much.
Water bottle. There's never a time in fifth grade where my mom said, hey, grab a couple waters on your way out. Put them in your backpack. We didn't carry a backpack either. There's no backpacks. Well, there's no water. Oh, not one kid came through with a bag. You just carried your books. That was it. Very awkwardly.
I think you're right about, you're definitely right about the water. There weren't backpacks?
No, I did. Penner had not gotten onto the backpack.
I can remember distinctly carrying my books home. So probably,
yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, and then you drop one, and they'd be all on, papers would fall out. Because your system of to keep things together was just to fold a piece of paper and put it in the book, and then you're fine. That was the only system we had, Jake.
So you're carrying you're carrying like four or five books home?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you did what I did. I carried them home and never even looked at
them. No, never.
I just have them, you know.
And the best part, too, Mama, hey, any homework at all tonight? No can do, nothing. Now we're good. And then I would scramble and get to school the next day and try to find something that could help me with like my math homework. Hey, real quick here. Hey,
parallel lines.
Hey, real quick here. What did you get on numbers 9 through 22?
Let's go one by one slowly, please. Yeah,
yes.
You and your real quick here.
Yeah. Real quick here.
But, still do that.
Yes.
Real quick here.
These little nuts and bolts
this
here.
This is the fourth time you called this week about this, Bill. What's going on?
I like to check my words.
You do it in person. No, you do it in person. Okay.
There are no phone calls.
There's no phone calls. And you just try to meet up with Terry Thompson would help me a lot with math. And just different stuff. English, obviously, you know, I can't write an essay for you, but there was a lot of scramble. And that's usually what it was. Hey, I got 24X. Did you didn't? Well, what did you get?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see the work
with
that.
That's a lot more letters than I had.
Can I see the work with that?
Just show it to me.
Let me see what I did wrong here.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why I struggled academically. I just wonder what it was.
I like that. No can do. No homework. Yeah. Every night. It's incredible.
Every night. My sister would be there diligently working at the table.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, getting stuff done.
Oh, yeah, Marty was that guy.
Yeah.
And a little more successful. Figure. Okay, and then you guys are going to do Lee's Chicken.
Lee's Chicken. Okay. Probably about 5:30, 5:45-ish.
You've already said you will or will not be there?
He won't be there. So 50, he said 50. He is, but we know we've been through Steve's love. My favorite one, which there's been numerous ones, when we got to the diaper keg with Jake like that. And,
that was
and I said, is Sip coming? Called a little bit ago. He's on his way. 5 minutes later, Jake's over his phone. Not making it.
We should have known.
We knew.
We should have known.
I mean,
yeah. Sip does not.
He has showed up at various occasions. So he's not 0 for all the time.
Yeah, I'm not 0 for.
He's been at Arnold's before. He helped me move for crying out loud. Yeah. He's been there.
He has been to a couple items. He has a couple things he has. But this one is not one he will not be at. It'll be about.
It's kind of a long day. Oh, and by the way, program note: I got to duck out a little early today, 8:45.
We can work with that.
Just because of the
Dannon. Dannon
is this an olive branch? I'm hoping so you maybe get along with people over there, so we don't have that
the
all
John
of a sudden.
John Butler handshake.
So we don't have
the here.
We don't have one of these between the two of you. The stare down, the look like that.
It's not an olive.
That's super awkward.
It sounds like an olive branch.
It's not an olive branch.
Can you please give your questions to Schaefer and have him ask your questions?
somebody
else. Just do something.
Because I'm such an irritant.
Chattel, can you talk to Chattel? Hey, would you ask these two questions for me?
Dan is at 10 o'clock, which means I got to be there at 9:30, which means I got to go get Bullet and get him out and then scramble over there. So I'm going to have to leave.
We can survive. Yeah. We can survive.
Yeah. You understand.
Are we talking at all? Can we ask the question about the new South End Zone? What's going on where the project is?
Well, that'll be a question.
I think you'd expect that, right?
Yeah. I'm sure he's anticipating that. I don't think he's formally announcing anything today. I don't
drop something on us now that you're going to say that Keith Mann will relate to. Will relate
right
to
now.
Him.
He's going to tell him right now.
Yeah, because Keith Mann, he listens to the show, and then something
Good
comes
morning,
up.
Keith.
He relays it to the others that will be maybe have the question asked. Anything you might want to come up with that Keith needs to know about?
No, not really. It was funny yesterday. He sent me a text that said, "What are you going to have questions for Dannon?" And I thought,
let's try to brief him already.
Yeah. I thought it meant send me those questions. So I was like, "Just can you just give me a second?"
Yeah.
And it was a Jesus simple moment. You know, like, no, I don't need the questions. I just want to know if you're going to be asking questions. I was like, of course I'm. I don't have anything pressing.
That sounds super odd. It's super odd. So you're a reporter. You're going to go and Dan is doing a press conference where there's questions. Then he has to specifically ask you.
No, I mean, he's just making sure that there's going to be a lively room, probably, you know. Gotcha. You're going to ask
something. Just testing the waters here a little bit.
And I don't have anything major to ask him. There's a couple questions I want to ask. God, we're doing this on the air. It's interesting. There's a couple questions I want to ask him that wouldn't be big room questions. They'd be more off to the side questions. That are
so
more
like about his marriage or what?
No.
Like
something that, privacy
what
is stuff.
Just stuff that maybe
what is
not
that supposed to be?
Maybe stuff that's not everybody's interested in. You know, and that might. People might be like, why are you even asking that? But I kind of want to know myself. For instance, I'll give you for instance.
Yes.
I don't mind talking through this stuff.
Okay.
Open book.
So wait, did we talk through things on the show?
What do you got for us?
The one thing I wonder is about that Colorado series. Like, would you ever
That's a good question.
I think people would want to hear that.
Yeah, people want to know that.
Yeah, that's the one you want to ask.
There'd be a follow-up to that.
There'll be journalists in the room going, it's never going to happen, so why even asking? You know, that kind of thing.
Would they use that same voice? Would they use that? I don't know.
No, you can ask that question in front of everybody. That's not a science session thing.
Well, it might be something the Breakers can also text in. Would they like to know?
Okay.
Yeah, Breakers, what do you want Sip to ask Troy Danion today?
I'm going to say that has to be in the 90 percentile of people that would want that.
They'd want an
answer. I'm very cognizant of my fellow journalists, and I think there'll be some eye rolls on that one. Like, why even asking that? It's not going to happen.
We're not going to worry about that.
Don't worry about them. You ask your questions.
Because I'm interested in that one. The other one's sort of complicated.
Babcock would not roll his eyes. No. I guarantee you.
The one that is sort of complex that I don't know that I'd want to... I want to know this in some form at some point. But do you, as an AD, just take Fred Hoiberg, do you evaluate his job performance differently now that we all know that the pay structure is, he can't pay his players like the upper level teams in the league do? So do you have
great question.
Do you have to evaluate your coaches differently based on where they are in the overall
I think that
team.
Would be a
why,
great
why
question.
Why are these not ones you can ask in the full room
yeah,
setting?
Yeah, these are both, full room questions. Yeah.
You have our right, support.
I'll hit them both then.
And if you get eye rolls, that's a problem.
He will be prepared for it because this will be documented down.
Yep, he knows.
Troy, those are two questions.
He's been briefed.
All right, that's what I was wondering.
Mr. Cups is great questions. See, you're getting support
from me. You know
what
I'd love to see happen? If you rate Steve Sipple. What we do, Steve, in the evaluation of coaches is, and just start right into it. We'll just shorten this up a little bit here. Make it easy.
I know the questions.
I know the two questions.
That was productive.
See,
thanks,
the
guys.
Breakers say it's good. Me and Bill say it's good. You can ask those in the full room setting, not to the side.
Okay. Those are productive. Yeah, and I imagine somebody will say, where is the stadium? Like, what's the status of the stadium project? See, he can't roll out information before he goes to the Regents with it, you know.
Did the beer sales at the open practice help you for a preparation for the real game?
Look at that. Question number three right there.
Right there.
Simple, short,
you're
sweet.
You're not bad at this.
Short, sweet, and important
to
know.
Hey, you maybe get a notebook and head over.
I should. I would love to be. I would love to be all sitting standing there. People all double
why is, looking. Why is Bill here?
I go up and I set my recorder down. I would do that. You know, it wouldn't be on, but I would set it down.
You asked really hard questions.
Really hard, just something
hard hitting.
Just really hard hitting. Just something. Just really. Yeah.
How about you evaluate your own performance, Troy?
Yeah.
I can see Bill going, "Hey, Troy, will you be at the concert tonight at Pinewood Bowl? We're going to at least
anyone
beforehand.
Will anyone from the team be at Casey and the Sunshine Band tonight at Pinewood Bowl?
What do you think on that? Do you think there's somebody? Will there be anybody there?
I don't think so. But there might be some. Might be some staffers.
Yeah.
There might be some staffers. I mean, it's KC and the Sunshine Band. This isn't some dog and pony show. This isn't somebody that has one hit.
Right.
I think they've got about six or seven songs that you want to hear, and then there's a couple fringe, and then whatever else. Hopefully, it's political songs.
KC's. I wonder what level he's prepared for the heat. Like,
there's somewhat in the shade on the stage.
Do they get blowers? Like,
they'll be prepared.
Is there a mist?
I'm sure he'll be prepared, unlike Steve Miller Band, who canceled
Boy, canceled.
Shows for 3 months ahead of time.
The weather.
Because he couldn't handle the heat, apparently.
No.
Whatever that means.
Because he anticipates rocky weather. Yeah.
Heat and storms. Heat.
Storm.
3 months away.
Very odd.
What?
Very odd.
KC will be here. Steve Miller? No.
I don't understand how this works at the bowl. Will there be a opening act?
Mm. I would think yes. I didn't see who that was, but there should be an opening act.
Should be something going on a little prior to.
Like KC will not go on at 7. It'll be somebody else perform at 7.
Do they generally have someone? Will they bring a local band in?
Not
or
usually.
So it's somebody that travels with.
Usually travels with.
If I'm sitting there and all of a sudden it's like, ladies and gentlemen, the Rumbles. I would lose it.
I haven't seen the opener who was there, but I'd be surprised if you have
Phillips?
No opener there.
What's that? Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Phillips.
You're
God,
kidding me.
Incredible.
That would be incredible. That would be absolutely incredible. Because the age of this concert would understand Paul Phillips.
Yep. Probably the Rumble.
Oh, yeah. The opener tonight is the Village People.
The
YMCA.
Village People. Okay. This will be awesome.
YMCA will be on the scene at Pinewood Bowl
now, is
tonight.
That the,
I'm starting to have some regrets.
Do they just have the one song?
They have a couple.
I think they YMCA is the biggest one. Yeah. They have another one, too.
They have another one.
In the Navy, right? Something like that?
In the Navy.
In the Navy, yeah.
Yes.
Shake. How do you know that?
Why do I know that?
I don't know.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
That's...
And Macho Man.
Macho Man.
Yes.
Macho Man. That's
I want to be a Macho Man.
That's as good as
I want you to think about that. We're gonna play three songs.
That's it.
We're gonna lead with Macho Man in the Navy. Then we're gonna follow up with our all timer YMCA.
What must they look like now? That was 1970s late.
They were. That was 1978 and 79 for those songs. Good call, Sip.
Huge in our era.
I think what you're
huge
gonna get
in our era.
I think what you're gonna get is a lot of smiles. People just kind of smiling. Just like, this is incredible. I'm watching.
You will.
There's never a time in my life that I thought that I would see
the Village People.
You might be a little emotional. Yeah. No joke.
It might be. I never thought.
We were kids. And that was a great time.
East Lincoln West says, I can already see Bill doing the YMCA right now, the dance.
Now, that's the one thing I will push back. I will not do the YMCA. I won't do the full... I probably won't do that, but I'm not going to...
What if everybody else is?
I'm not going to boo.
No.
No, I'm going to be like, no,
you'll
all
be
right.
Dancing. You'll be dancing.
I'll be like, all right, let's go.
Oh, my God.
Dun-da-dun.
They're older than us. Probably 12 years older.
Oh, yeah, they got to be in their 70s.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Bill likes a good horn section, and the horn section to start off YMCA is strong.
Yeah, it's strong.
Dun-dun-dun.
That's right.
That one, yeah.
And also, Casey and the Sunshine Band, very strong.
A lot of
horns. Yes.
A very strong horn night at Pinewood Bowl.
I was talking to a I got my haircut with my friend, with Melissa. Mm-hmm. And Melissa cut my hair, and we were talking about Casey and the Sunshine Band, whether they were attending or not. And she goes, and she's younger, and I'm like, do you know some of their songs? She has on her phone. I go, just pull up Boogie Shoes. And so she says, Alexa, play Boogie Shoes. And Alexa plays Don't Stop Believing by Journey. She goes, oh, I love this song. Yes, it's good. I go,
That's not the one.
That's not it. Actually, that's Journey, Don't Stop Believing. This is not.
Couldn't be more wrong.
And she laughed and she snorted. She laughed and snorted at the same time.
That's a snort-worthy one.
It was a snort-worthy one. She's like, you're right.
That is funny.
So,
Don't Stop Believing
by Journey, which is an all-time epic classic.
Not quite Boogie
Shoes. Not Boogie Shoes, yes. I would say Journey, Don't Stop Believing was definitely ahead of Boogie Shoes as far as, maybe not with me, but with most.
This is going to be interesting for you guys.
Yeah, we're going
the
with Derek.
People.
We're going with Derek and Ellie. Yes. We'll be in attendance.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
Village People and KC and the Sunshine Band tonight at Pinewood Bowl. I expect a pretty good
If you're
good
attending,
crowd.
Please text in. We would like to know.
Maybe it'll be a nice, cool front.
I wonder if the blanket will be there.
We had somebody that actually is serving beers there.
Really?
DW.
I'm sorry?
Who is?
DW will be there.
DW.
DW. So you can see him serving beers.
Ice cold beer.
He'll probably say hello.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Anything else? I don't chit-chat at all.
No.
Think we'll get anything? Wonder if we'll get a Randy.
I hope so.
Maybe you'll get a Randy. Maybe a hash hole.
What if you get a Randy at Lee's?
Yeah. That'd be incredible.
I almost guarantee both places you get a Randy. Or a hash hole, one of the two.
Joey.
Please do. That is Idle Chit Chat. Sponsored by 738 Egg. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738egg.com.
Joey said that moisture is in the barn pretty much. I think talking to Bob Bennis, he felt the beans might need one more shot maybe. Other than that, moisture's in the barn.
Moisture's in the barn.
Our crops are going to crush it, and this is because of Joey. Thank you.
He's very organized.
Oh, he's working.
Yeah, he was changing a flat
at 8:30, right?
8:30 at night in a pile of mud. Imagine that.
That sounds delightful.
An irrigation.
On a pivot.
Yes. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The pivot, yes. God, imagine the three of us. What do you guys get? We got to change this tire.
Where do we start with?
I mean, I'm just, all I can think of is how would you jack it out of the mud?
Yeah, I don't know.
A pivot over our head.
How would you get something in the field to jack it?
Wonder if it made. How do you get a flat tire also? I'd like to know what that is.
You're horrendous. Yeah, how do you get a flat tire in the mud?
I don't know.
There's a lot of questions.
No idea.
A lot of questions. Joey, chime in.
Did you address
him? Joey listens.
Joey, chime in. Feel free to call.
What else do we do on Fridays with the
breakfast? Oh, what are we
here doing?
Sometimes you find out where people are from.
Roll call.
402-464-5685.
Text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today from the Breakers?
To prepare for the season, reverse the curse. What do you do to reverse the curse of your team?
Oh,
Jake
boy.
Leaves the stadium.
I like that.
I do.
Jake feels
100%.
Jake feels if he leaves the stadium that the team will turn around. That is his number one thing. And he would be okay missing the game if they came back and won, because he thinks there's one person sitting in the south end zone that can solve this problem. And
it's Jake Sorensen. I'm the problem. I'm out of here.
What do you do when things are not going well for your team to reverse the curse?
That's a good one. That's one of your better ones.
Here we go. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, age 26. He's checking in. Him and the boys are going on a guy's trip to Iowa to watch some dirt racing right now.
Dirt racing?
Yep.
Nice.
Sprint car? I wonder if it's that sprint car.
I think it's a sprint car.
Sprint car racing? You have the weird things on the top of the hood. I mean, the top of the roof of the car. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of makes it the handle.
What is that?
It's aerodynamic something.
Leroy is age 38. He says he drinks a Busch Light to switch the curse.
Okay. Switch the curse. Busch Light. There we go.
A specific beer.
Would you drink more than one?
If it works,
I just love Jake. I'm out of here. Was it UCLA game, wasn't it, Jake?
It was 27-7.
I'm going to depart to try to turn this game around.
Now, I did watch it. I went to the Blur tailgate and watched the rest, but I said this might work out.
This might. Jake thought we had it figured out. It's me. It is me.
Rule's job could be a lot easier.
Yes.
If I just leave the stadium. Okay, Les in Lincoln, age 73. I change hats. Change hats to reverse the curse.
That's a solid one.
Pete in Chattanooga, age 73. I bet on an opponent hoping to lose the bet.
I think that's common.
Yep.
I think that's super common. If it's like a pick'em game, like I'm going to put $100 on whoever, on Nebraska's opponent. That way, if either I win, so if Nebraska, you know, loses, I win money. And if they don't, they win, I'm still happy. So there's something to that.
I'm sure people do that.
Yeah.
McSafety is at Branched Oak right now.
What's he doing out there? What kind of safety is he
camping?
Doing?
I don't know.
Is he camping?
He gets a new Husker hat to switch the mojo here.
Okay.
New Husker hat. McSafety.
McSafety's out at Branch Oak in 100-degree weather.
Apparently so. Right. Yeah.
McSafety. Remember he wore short
the
pants
high
in
is
here?
95 today, McSafety.
McSafety showed up in short pants and an incredible belt.
He had no AC at his house.
Yeah. He showed up as 100 degrees inside of his house.
Robert Bixby, Oklahoma, rally hat.
Okay.
Rally hat. I like rally hats. Yeah.
Sean Eagle says, if we start losing, I listen on the radio. I turn the TV off and I go radio only.
Sean. Okay. That's another nice one. That's a really good one.
That's Sean.
Wink and KC. Always stay and pray. So he doesn't leave the game. Unlike me, he stays at the game.
Stays in. I never once.
Prayers.
Just down on your knees.
Not a bad idea.
Need a first down here.
Come on, God.
One time.
Just one time.
One time.
I don't ask for it.
One time for the big red. Come on. Aaron Seward says, I buy a new hat or shirt at the beginning of every season to wear to the games.
Okay.
That's just before the season.
That's nice.
Mike in Kansas says, I'm on a run right now in Lindsberg, Kansas, but I switch chairs in the living room.
There you go. That's pretty common.
That's a good one.
That's pretty common. Every change seats. Or I will say this one. Things are going good. Do not change chairs.
You stay where you're at right now.
Do nothing different. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't do anything.
Hold it.
Yep.
Just hold it.
I don't care. You can't leave. Hey. Jay in Denver. I wear my lucky Husker socks. They have holes in the bottom of them. I got them back in 2012.
I think we could do this all day.
Jay, things have gone poorly. Can you get new socks, please?
I was
going to
say,
maybe upgrade
since 2012,
socks.
Things have not been like on fire.
I think you're the problem, Jay. New socks for you, my friend. Those ones are out. Burn them.
I have to agree with Jake on this.
Chad in Kyle, Texas. Everyone switches seats, not just me. Everyone switches seats.
I like that.
Seat switch.
Same one, Bug Eater in Des Moines. Same thing. I change where I'm sitting. It's a pretty common answer so far. Bob is in Lincoln, age 62. Didn't give me an answer. Just 62 years old in Lincoln.
Thanks, Bob.
And we have a Lincoln listener. Thank you.
Yeah. Eric and Hickman said I go to the concourse at the stadium if we're struggling.
Paces. I'm just some
you
pacing.
Paced around.
But then I left, though.
But didn't you, a basketball game, you paced
around? Oh, absolutely.
Around?
Yeah. Well, 100%.
So, Jake, what happens when all of a
PBA,
sudden.
PBA, I pace all the time.
Jake, what happens when you leave the stadium? All of a sudden, there's a huge roar from the stadium. You got
to
be going.
I say, good decision.
Good decision.
You're welcome, Nebraska.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
My sacrifice made this possible.
imagine in Jake's section, Jake, you got to go.
Hey,
you got to leave.
We're down 20, Jake. It's time for you to get out of here.
It's
time for you to roll.
That's power. I mean, you're very
it is,
powerful.
It is power. Okay.
Keep going.
Tater is heading to work in Albion. Not a Apply Connect, but just working there.
Tater in Albion.
I always have to go watch at a different TV in the house. It has not worked well the past 10 years, though.
No.
I like it, though. I like it, Tater.
Okay, Doug says, I changed my seat and I put the hoodie up.
Oh.
Hoodie up. Okay.
Hoodie up.
I like
you
that.
Wear a hoodie when it's 95 degrees, Doug. What about the
one? I see people doing that now. Okay.
From Tater and Albin, if he meets anybody from 1974, see if they were at that punt passing kick competition.
What year?
74. Yeah.
Tony in Fort Bragg says, I don't wear the same Nebraska shirt ever if they lose, only repeat after wins.
Okay.
So if they lose, the shirt's just gone.
Gone.
Do you burn it? Throw it away? What do you do with it, Tony?
Burn it. What if they just actually lit it on fire? Right there in the kitchen.
This is awesome.
Jeff says, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, age 30, I change my entire game day outfit after a loss.
Okay. I'll be darned.
That doesn't change the result of the game, though. It's just that's the post game.
Yeah.
Bill and Bennett, I just go get radio. Same thing we heard earlier. They go from TV to radio.
Okay.
Valerie in Lincoln says, hello, good morning. That's all she's got. Thank you, Valerie.
That's awesome.
Appreciate that.
Hello,
Valerie.
Marcus in Valentine says, I always go out and mow the lawn if we're losing. During the game.
Oh.
There is something about leaving the game and hope when you come back that something has changed. Something has changed.
We have the Colonel in Beatrice.
The Colonel.
Age 33 says, I just don't wear my team's shirt. He goes to Nebraska and wears maybe a regular white shirt.
Okay.
Maybe a yellow shirt, something like that.
The Colonel.
Doesn't do it.
Anybody from Lincoln at all?
Right now we're short. Really, we have one.
Boston and GI just got back from Maine, so you have a listener from Maine.
Nice. Maine.
Well, his hometown is in Maine.
Okay.
Nice.
He goes outside and does yard work when things are poor.
Yeah.
I've never done that. That's weird to me.
Leaving the stadium is a little weird too, Jake.
Mowing the yard during the game is
just so you know. Leaving the stadium.
It's a common practice, Bill. For those who feel like we are a part of the problem, we leave the game. Jason Ceresco says, I turn off the TV and go do something else and check back later.
Mm-hmm.
Fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's good. Brett in Minnesota says, I switch from beer to vodka if things are going badly.
There you go. All right. So
reverse the curse.
He says, by the way, it never works at the end.
It never works. All of a sudden, there's the bottle of Grey Goose gone. Still a loss.
Keep going.
I feel crappy now. Yeah. Terrible. I don't feel so good. I drink a Busch Light. That's the second Busch Light we've heard of when things are going badly. What do you drink when it's going well? Like nothing? Yeah. Bud Light?
Maybe nothing.
Craft beer? Anthony, age 41, does fitness to change it up.
Okay.
Fitness, okay. That's a good...
Start doing some push-ups.
That might be the best thing. because you're getting something productive out of it.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, okay, I'm hammering a couple beers. This guy's doing push-ups.
Scotty Skurr says, I put on my retro Brooke Boehringer jersey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When things are going
I like that he has a set jersey that he goes with. That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's the spirit.
We got out there. Breakers waving to us. Yeah.
I thought they were. They weren't. No, actually, she just had her hand up like that. And I thought they were waving, and they weren't.
Well, Marcus Valentine says, regarding the mowing the yard, he says, I know it sounds weird, but it's therapeutic, and it's worked out for me several times, believe it or not, in terms of results of games. So that's his thing.
Can you imagine all of a sudden it's early third quarter against Cincinnati, and then he has to be out there, and he's mowing, and it's 9:15? It's dark out. I got to mow. Neighbors. The neighbors will understand. They'll understand.
I mean, the first game's at 8 p.m. He could be mowing at 10.
Right.
10, yeah, with lights on. Okay, we'll go to
Why
YouTube.
Why is there a neighbor out there?
The tube. He's mowing. The tube. Brian, rally cap. Owen, leave the room.
Leave the room.
Genghis says, I cheer louder.
Cheer louder.
Well, Genghis, that's a spirit.
The corn.
Bolt says, I drink Crown Royal to break curses here.
Nice. There
that's
you go.
Bolt.
Justin Smooth. Stewart says, I smoke a heater to break the curse.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go. Yes. Cigarettes. Yes. Hopefully in the house.
Black Cloud and Closed Ends. I put on a Husker helmet to change the tide.
Has a helmet at the ready. Has a helmet at the ready.
Very interesting.
Blitzkrieg says, I stay and suffer. No curse breaker for me. I just suffer through it.
Yeah.
Jack.
That's Blitzkrieg, raw dog.
Jack at Offit says, have to stay. All right. There you go. That's a roll call. Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards.
Sarah!
Go see Sarah and the team just south of 48th and Holdridge.
Spirit!
Bowling, darts, karaoke. Great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. A great place to hang out tonight or this weekend or any night.
They have live bands. I noticed I was there on Sunday.
Time out.
He texted me.
Time out.
He texted
you were at EJ's Lounge on Sunday. This is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Sarah?
No, she wasn't working. They have bands, and it's amazing. Mm. They have the stage set up on lanes 11 and 12. So that's where the band, it would be super cool.
Well, this all gets back to Sarah's husband. He's a musician.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
Brady. That,
yes.
Good intel.
That's where this would come from. Yes, I'm sure he's in the band that's playing.
God, that place is amazing.
It's awesome.
I vow to go there more often.
We all should. And so should the Breakers.
Yeah. Missing Tooth Greg's playing in a pool tournament tomorrow.
Tournament
at Madsen's
in the morning.
Are you going to go?
No, but we had a function there, hard to describe function last week, but yeah, he is. No, there's a pool tournament Saturday morning pool tournament.
8-ball?
I think so. I don't know.
We'll have to ask. Is Greg coming in today by any chance?
I'd like to know.
I think it probably. Oh, Greg, no, he's not. He's not. He will not be. He's working, but he's getting ready for this big pool tournament. Okay, so what you do, you got to tell them on a scale of 1 to 10, your proficiency at pool. What would you say?
Ooh.
What would you say to be in the proper bracket?
Oh, for me? Yeah.
10's good, 1's bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 or 4.
Okay.
3 or 4. Yeah. I would love to get into a pool tournament with people of my level. It'd be a riot.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun.
So you all would sudden, say, honestly, 3.
It'd be like these guys over here are on game 4. You guys are still on game 1.
Right.
Balls just banging around. Balls coming off the table. Stuff like that. Jump shots. And
I think I'm on the same level
cue
as
balls flying
I'm a 3.
Off the
yeah, I think we're all
I would
three.
Love to see it just fighting
You're
it
a
out.
3?
Yeah.
Just
right.
fighting it out.
So we're all at the 3.
It'd just be all of a sudden, hey, you guys, anybody win this one yet? We got a bracket right now. Nah, we're still hanging in there.
We'll be here a while.
Gonna be here a while.
3. You think we're all 3s?
I'd be a 3.
I said 3.
I think I'm a 3.
We're all on the same page.
We should be better.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything better, though, when you're playing partner pool. I love that. And then me and Duke were always partners. We won a lot.
Did you win? You better than the 3?
Duke was pretty good, and then I'd bury the cue ball a lot. I'd play defense. Wouldn't leave him a shot. I'd bury the cue, and I know
didn't
it's
know what you meant.
Oh yeah, and it wasn't
bury
well
the cue ball.
It wasn't well received. It wasn't. No, it wasn't well received.
It wouldn't be.
No, it wasn't.
And are you trying to make any shots here?
No, I'm not. I wasn't. I'm not trying to make any
trying
shots.
To bury the cue ball. I don't know that I've even heard that term.
Speaking of pool, real quick, a quick story. So my dad got taught through my great nephew Sawyer Schindler how to play pool on the computer.
Oh,
and it's a pool game like that.
I've done that before.
But the only thing is, if you miss one shot, the computer always runs the table.
Yep.
So that's you have happens. No chance.
You better make your shots.
So if and my dad always chooses for the computer to break. If they break and make a ball, they run the table.
You won't have a shot.
And sometimes it's like a four-rail option. Some guy, it'll go pink, 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 and hit the
ball.
You're
like, oh, come on.
Yeah, they're in the most insane shots my dad's ever. But you can't win. And so if you don't run the table, so their dad's trying to run the table every time against him. This goes on for hours at the house. It goes on for hours.
That sounds like retirement.
Yeah,
sounds like good time. One thing before I get to break, yes, quick sports thing. I saw
sports.
I was reading CBS Sports yesterday. They had a 25 compelling storylines of the 25 football
long
season.
Long article.
It was long. And the 25th point had several different teams you could take to the bank on going over or under their win totals. This is, by the way, from Chip Patterson, CBS Sports. He said, take it to the bank that Nebraska goes under 7.5 wins.
Under?
Under. He said of his eight teams, he said he's got USC over 7.5, take it to the bank. Bama over 9.5, take it to the bank. Ole Miss and SMU both over 8.5. And Nebraska under 7.5, take it to the bank.
Rationale. When I read that
you didn't give rationale.
Didn't give a rationale.
When I read the rundown yesterday, I thought it was over. And I'm like, yeah, they're right. I mean, I don't
know. He says take it to the bank going under.
With this schedule, I don't think there's any way you cannot.
Well, there's a way.
He doesn't trust
I've
something.
Seen him.
I told some the other day, they asked me about that. They're like, people always ask me, what do you think? I said, if they just get the team to the team breakfast, if they can get them to the team breakfast and get them on the bus, I said, they win eight.
I hope
They have eight just like in that's already pocketed.
In the bank.
Yeah. And so that's already in the bank. So they're already, in my opinion, they're already over with layups. So that would be a. Yeah,
life were that easy.
Yeah, I'd be shocked.
Genghis says Chip's looking for clicks here.
Yeah.
But Nebraska is.
I don't know if he's looking for clicks. I don't think he went with the under on that, hoping he's just going to rack up a bunch of, as that being the piece.
No. He chose only eight teams to put in that. He could have chose a lot of teams. He put Nebraska, take it to the bank, under 7.5. He's very confident in that.
And what would the reaction be?
This is a place that expects eight wins this year. They went 7-6 last year. The schedule is
people
out,
be irritated. Irritated at the very least, right?
We start talking about the patience level.
If it's
fans.
Under 7.5, I mean, it'd be horrible. Yeah, but that
irritated.
Yeah, it'd be beyond horrible.
Beyond irritated?
Yes. Yeah, it'd be beyond
somewhere
irritated.
Somewhere beyond irritated.
Yeah, it'd be way beyond that.
You don't play Ohio State. You don't play Oregon. You don't have Cincinnati's not a gimme, but you don't have a huge ranked non-conference game.
You're playing a power four, but you got Cincinnati. They finished, second to last?
They're 4-8 last year.
Morning. Yeah. And it's not like, but they loaded up. Really? Yeah. You know, Cincinnati's collective. You know what they've been doing, don't you? They even have one. I'm not sure they even have one. They probably got
four
guys in someone's basement, selling pickle cards or something, trying to raise some money on the side.
We got to get this JUCO.
Hey, if we can sell some pickle cards or do
a couple
raffles.
Don't you have an extra car?
We have to do a raffle.
Used to drive
we do a 50-50 or somewhere, try to raise. No.
Anywho,
Blitzkrieg says I would be in the streets rioting if Nebraska went
so
under
there would
7.5.
Pitchforks.
He says pitchforks and like the French Revolution out there.
I have a hard time with eight being everyone's going to say progress. I'd be like, it is progress by the letter of the law. It's progress.
So it's progress.
By definition, it is. I would say no. I'm saying it's nine is the number.
Some of it is how much would it depend on what if they win their bowl game then and get to nine.
It might be a little bit better, but I.
What if it's a good bowl opponent?
Big what ifs here.
Well, there are what ifs in that conversation. Yeah, I mean, eight wins. What if you beat Penn State in that eight?
It'd be different.
Right.
Yeah. It also
what if
how it
Penn
looks.
State and Iowa down the stretch.
Yeah. All of a sudden, things are going. That can turn things dramatically.
There's
always a. Steve thinks there's a caveat.
No.
That was the word that Bill couldn't spell. It was caveat.
Yeah.
That's the one. We couldn't figure it out the other day. It was caveat. Yeah.
He
spelled it C-A-V-E-A-T.
Yeah, something. It was a little off. I knew what it
he
was.
He tried.
Or no, that's how he spelled it, actually.
He was definitely off on it.
I don't think I was that far.
C-A-V-I-O-T.
I don't know.
That's what he did I-O-T.
Anyway, but if you beat Penn State and Iowa down the stretch, maybe it looks a little different than some other 8-4,
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Before we get to break, a place you'd like to go for breakfast, lunch, or brunch today would be where in downtown Lincoln, Bill?
especially if you wanted to go like early, right?
Uh-huh.
Not that. Am I leading us into early bird?
The bird.
The bird.
19th and K.
Bird.
It's open at it's bird open right now. Open 9 minutes bird. To go. Please go check it out for breakfast, brunch, or lunch. They've got a variety of pancakes, waffles,
maple syrup,
French toast, and they have chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Smothered. Jake did it the smothered. And his eyes went up. You see his eyes? Do it. Jake, do it again.
Smothered.
The eyes always go up.
Look somewhere.
Breakfast burritos. And don't forget, please don't forget, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Please stop by Early Bird today for breakfast, brunch, or lunch at 19th.
Stop and see Jamie. In Worlds Lincoln. Collide. Oh, he sits
Jamie
over there.
Jamie Burrow.
Yeah, he sits over there. Just incredible in the corner of there. Big his dude. Orange juice. Yeah.
Leading tackler, I think, in 2001 for Nebraska.
2001 or 2?
That was a pretty good team.
Yeah.
It was either 1 or 2 or 0.
Or 0, yeah. Or 99 all or 2003.
No, I think it was 1. I think it was 01.
I can research that. When we come back, Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.